KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly clear and 30 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen of the Check of KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. A teenage driver from Glenwood died at a hospital in Omaha following a crash last night in Mills County. The Iowa State Patrol reports 17-year-old Tanner Porter, who was wearing a seatbelt, died at the University of Nebraska Medical Center after being flown from the scene of the crash off of 221st Street. Authorities say Porter was traveling southbound in a 1997 Dodge pickup at around 8:15 p.m. when the vehicle left the road to the right and went out of control. The pickup rolled several times before hitting a power pole and coming to rest in the West Ditch. News time is 7:07.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Police in Red Oak arrested 23-year-old Devin Alexander Davis of Red Oak late Thursday night. Davis was taken into custody at a residence in the 700 block of North Broadway Street on a valid Montgomery County warrant, charging him with violation of his probation. Davis was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $15,000 cash bond. Sheriff's officials in Mills County say a Glenwood woman was arrested early Thursday morning on a drug charge. 47-year-old Lisa Mae Bolin faces a possession of controlled substance charge. She was taken into custody at around 3:20 a.m. on Highway 275, and her bond was set at $1,000. Authorities said also no injuries were reported following a single vehicle rollover accident Wednesday afternoon in Mills County. Jess Mullinex of Glenwood was driving a 2004 Dodge 4 miles southeast, eastbound, that is, northeast of Glenwood, on Ellington Road at Glover Road when the vehicle slipped off the edge of the gravel and rolled into the South Ditch. The vehicle came to rest on the driver's side. The accident was reported around 2:25 p.m. Wednesday. A distracted driver caused an accident late Thursday morning about 3 miles southeast or east of Shenandoah in Page County. Sheriff's officials say 49-year-old Janine Onmacht of Blanchard was traveling north on E Avenue at around 11:50 a.m. when she looked down for just a moment. As she looked up, she found the 2002 Chrysler Town & Country van she was driving was beside a 2005 Sterling tractor trailer in the northbound lane. The van clipped the driver's side of the semi, driven by 60-year-old Rodney Long of Newmarket. Authorities say Long's semi left a little more than 153 feet of skid marks from the tires on both dual trailer axles and swerved toward the ditch in an attempt to avoid contact with the van. Damage from the mishap amounted to $5,000. There were no injuries reported. The sheriff's office says Onmacht was cited for driving on the wrong side of a two-way highway. And a multi-vehicle crash Thursday morning on Interstate 29 south of Sergeant Bluff left two people seriously injured. Woodbury County Deputy Doug Butker says it started with a pickup that, for unknown reasons, was going the wrong way on the interstate.
It attempted to get back up onto the interstate in the southbound lane. In doing so, it pulled up in front of three semis. It struck one semi in the rear trailer axle and then kind of spun in front of a second semi that basically took it head-on between the box and the cab, which embedded the semi or the pickup onto the semi.
A third semi was bearing down on the wreck, and that driver had to take evasive action
and managed to miss both of the other semis, but clipped a couple trees, and it was off the road for probably 150 yards or so before it came to final rest.
The occupants of the pickup truck had to be pulled out of their tangled wreck and the semi.
Two people in the pickup were extricated by Salix and Sergeant Bluff Fire Rescue. They were transported to Mercy Medical Center with serious injuries.
The driver of those three semis were not injured. The names of the people in the pickup were not made available as of early this morning. I'll have a look at the funeral announcements coming up next.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
In our funeral announcements today, Verrill Eugene Benton, age 90, of Guthrie Center, died Monday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Verrill Benton will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Meredith Blazik, age 67, of Rural Orient, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Celebration of life services for Meredith Blazik will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Harold Littlefield, age 86, of Exira, died Wednesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Harold Littlefield will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Glenn McGill, age 73, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Glenn McGill will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Charles Parmalee, age 91, of Brayton, died Saturday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Charles Parmalee will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Donald Dean Spoo, age 81, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Donald Spoo will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Alan Craig Parker, age 64, of Marthasville, Missouri, and formerly of Oakland, died Tuesday. Graveside services for Craig Parker will be held Saturday at 11:30 at the Belknap Cemetery west of Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Anna Flynn, age 94, of Elkhorn, died February 28th. Memorial services for Anna Flynn will be held on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbolton. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Veda C. Larson, age 86, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Veda Larson will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. G. Lyle Wittrup, age 89, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for G. Lyle Wittrup will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Phyllis Ely, age 72, of Griswold, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Phyllis Ely are pending at the Roland Funeral Home. And Jerry Bice of Des Moines died Tuesday. Memorial services for Jerry Bice are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.